Shop your favorite back-to-school styles at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Take up to 25% off Under Armour apparel, up to 20% off Nike apparel, and find $49.99 hot deals on Under Armour and Nike footwear. Shop your store or Academy.com. Deals end July 31st. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See Academy.com/disclaimers.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of Major League Baseball. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have an interview with Dave Bartley. Dave is a baseball aficionado, appearing on the program to recap the 2022 Major League Baseball All-Star Game and this year's All-Star Game venue, Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. It's going to be a great interview coming up on this edition of the program. Before we get into my top three storylines, I want to start off with some sad news to pass along, not just in the world of professional basketball, but just in society in general. NBA Hall of Famer, also NBA champion, Bill Russell has passed away at the age of 88. Here's some of Russell's career accomplishments: an 11-time NBA champion, a 5-time NBA Most League MVP, a 12-time NBA All-Star, also was the MVP of the NBA All-Star game in 1963, 4-time league rebounding champion, won the NBA Lifetime Achievement Award in 2019, also was a member of the 25th, the 35th, the 50th, and 75th anniversary teams in the NBA. Also, his number 6 was retired by the Boston Celtics. Also, during his time in college at the University of San Francisco, he was a 2-time NCAA champion, winning back-to-back NCAA titles in 1955 and 1956. He was also the NCAA tournament's most outstanding player in 1955. In addition to having his number 6 retired by the Boston Celtics, his number 6 was also retired by the San Francisco Dons. And as I mentioned earlier about it being a part of change, not just in sports, but also in the bigger scheme of things in society, he was awarded with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011. And he was also a member of the 1956 United States Olympic gold medal team that won at the 1956 Summer Olympics in Melbourne. So many things to say about Bill Russell. Of course, Bill, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, was one that was a champion for social justice and change as well, not just in the field of sports, but also not just on the basketball court, but off the basketball court as well. And definitely Mr. Russell, someone always shared wise words. Here's Bill in his own words.
I'm really quite flattered, and that I hope that this is a manifestation of the fact that I tried to live a good life and tried to contribute to the society. The reason I conducted my life the way I did, it was almost like a family business. It's my family tradition to share our lives with our friends and neighbors. And that's the way I've tried to conduct my life. My father always said, I don't know what you're going to do when you grow up, but don't do it if you can't do it right. And so, be the best you can at whatever you do. If they're a parent, be kind to their children, so that the children will grow up knowing what kindness feels like, and they'll be more apt to continue it. And that is, to me, one of the great expressions of love for country, for family, country and the world.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the White House, says Mr. Russell, that same year when he had given those words in 2011, was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So I mentioned about some of Mr. Russell's accomplishments on the basketball court, or his athletic accomplishments, I should say. But we know that Bill Russell had a very, not just a full life, but he had a hard life as well, conquering racism no matter where he went. Again, his parents were from northern Louisiana, grew up in the town of Monroe, Louisiana. And Russell grew up, and along with his siblings, they grew up in the Bay Area in Northern California, in Oakland, to be exact. He had to fight racism during his upbringing in Northern California in the Bay Area. And then, of course, during his time in college at the University of San Francisco, he was met with a lot of racism there. And then, of course, despite being an elite champion in the city of Boston, being a member of the Celtics, he was just met with a lot of racist angst and just a lot of shame that he had to fight through so many years. And there was a period where he strayed away from the Celtics franchise in the city of Boston for quite some time. But as the years went by, and of course maybe within the last decade or two, he really started making frequent trips back to Boston and started becoming more of an intricate part of the franchise once again. So again, man, rest in peace to Bill Russell, passing away at the age of 88. Again, Russell was one of the consummate professionals on the court, a team player, someone known for his defensive skills, only scored when he had to, but of course known for his defensive intensity, the will to win, playing defense, blocking shots, getting rebounds. Of course, we know about his on-the-court rivalry with Will Chamberlain, man. And again, Russell was someone that was a part of those great Celtic dynasty teams. So again, Bill Russell passing away at the age of 88, definitely someone that's definitely going to be missed. All right, let's get back to now the matters at hand in baseball. That's right, the All-Star Game wrapped up not too long ago. Of course, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the 92nd edition of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Of course, the American League going up against the National League. This year's game was played at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Of course, for those that may not remember, the game was supposed to be played in 2020, but the COVID-19 pandemic had happened and that game was canceled. And last year's game was played at Coors Field in Denver, and now Los Angeles hosted the game in 2022, and definitely it was one for the ages. Well, now I won't say one for the ages. It was more of a defensive showdown. It was a lot of offense early on, but in the end, it was basically turned into a pitcher's duel with the American League beating the National League 3-2. Giancarlo Stanton from the New York Yankees was voted the All-Star Game MVP. The American League wins their ninth straight All-Star Game. I get more into detail about that a little bit later in my interview with Dave Bartley. But again, the 2022 All-Star Game, the American League would go on to win 3-2. My next storyline is going to be the Hall of Fame. Yes, always the week after the All-Star Game is the Baseball Hall of Fame. And this year's class, pretty decent. Of course, David Ortiz highlighted this year's Hall of Fame class. In his first year of eligibility, he was the only player elected from the Baseball Writers Association of America, as David received close to 78% of the votes in getting into the Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. And of course, the crowd at Cooperstown, New York, I should say, at the Baseball Hall of Fame was excited to see Big Poppy and to hear his speech. Big Poppy, of course, David Ortiz, a member of the Boston Red Sox, started his career with the Minnesota Twins. It didn't work out in Minnesota, winds up going over to Boston, and as they say, the rest was history, winning multiple World Series, also being a part of that Boston community and the Boston Strong campaign, what happened some years back at the Boston Marathon. Here's David in his own words.
Before everything, I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to be here today and for giving me the joy of being able to travel this path. This path that had allowed me to be here today and hopefully inspire everyone to believe in yourself. Thank you, dear God, for giving me the opportunity and strength all these years to stay strong and keep my feet on the ground through ups and downs and all the sacrifices that I had to overcome to be able to be here with you today. Just like you guys know, I'm real. I want to thank the baseball writer for making me the first designated hitter in the history of Cooperstown to be selected in the first ballot. To Major League Baseball, for all the support you have given me throughout my professional career, I really appreciate it, MLB. Love you. This game is so important here in America and around the world. Thank you for all the support you have given baseball as a sport. So that is continue to be part of our culture and part of the heart of all the fans worldwide. Cooperstown. I would also like to thank the village of Cooperstown for opening your door to us, especially to the Hall of Fame. Jane, Josh, Chester, and Whitney, thank you very much for being able to have us here and treat my family and everyone else the right way. Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to thank the United States of America from the bottom of my heart as an American citizen who welcomed me with open arms since I was practically a child and gave me the opportunity to develop and fulfill all my dreams and then some more. Thank you very much, U.S., the Dominican Republic. Send a special place where we have a lot of good and happy people, beautiful beaches where you guys can go when you guys are freezing here. So show up in the Dominican. Before I was Big Papi, before the Red Sox, before the Twins, I was just a kid playing ball in the Dominican Republic. Thank the Red Sox. From Mr. John Henry to Linda Henry to Tom Werner to Larry Lucchino, Phil Morse, who was there when I came to Boston, and of course, my man, Sam Kennedy, I can't thank you guys enough for building me up and supporting me throughout the years. And if my story can remind you of anything, let it remind you that when you believe in someone, you can change their world. You can change their future, just like so many people who believe in me. To everyone that believe in me, from my family, to coaches, to teammates, to fans, no, I could not have done this without you. My Hall of Fame plaque represents each one of you. And I'm going to thank you guys for the rest of my life. Thank you very much, and God bless you all. Quiero mi gente, lo amo. Que viva la República Dominicana, eh?
All right, that audio courtesy of Major League Baseball and the MLB Network. So Big Papi, David Ortiz, getting in to the 20, being a member of the class of 2022, being inducted into this year's Baseball Hall of Fame. Again, in his first year of eligibility, he gets in. And, of course, Big Papi, a big part of the Boston sports scene, being an intricate part of the Red Sox organization, winning multiple World Series titles. So, again, congratulations to David Ortiz, a.k.a. Big Papi, for being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Also, some other inductees in part of this year's class in the Early Baseball Era Committee, Buck O'Neill, former Negro League player, played for the Kansas City Monarchs, was inducted into this year's Baseball Hall of Fame, along with an executive by the name of Bud Fowler, who was the earliest known African-American player in organized professional baseball. Bud and Buck were inducted into this year's Baseball Hall of Fame. Congratulations to them. Also, some other inductees in this year's class was players Minnie Minoso, followed by Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, and Tony Oliva, winning the Ford C. Frick Award, which goes to early team voices and pioneers of baseball broadcasting. A gentleman that was honored this year was Jack Graney, who was a former Major League Baseball player and a longtime broadcaster for the Cleveland Indians. And the Baseball Writers Association of America Career Excellence Award was awarded to one of my favorites, ESPN analyst Tim Kirkjian, before Tim got his job at ESPN. He had been a writer for the Dallas Morning News, the Baltimore Sun, and Sports Illustrated. And again, you know, Tim, for his longtime work being associated with ESPN, being a baseball analyst, someone that's been on his job for such a long time and continues to do great work for the network. So congratulations to David Ortiz, along with Buck O'Neill, Bud Fowler, Minnie Minoso, Gail Hodges, Jim Cott, Tony Oliva, and, of course, Tim Kirchen for being a part of the 2022 Baseball Hall of Fame. And for my last storyline is going to be the Subway Series. Whenever you have one New York team playing, it's always interesting. But when you have two New York teams winning, that makes it even better. The Yankees and the Mets have had a great 2022 Major League Baseball regular season. Both teams are currently at the peak of their powers right now, not just in New York City, but in all of Major League Baseball. And that's what makes the Subway Series so unique. It's been a rivalry for quite a while now, close to three decades. And now it seems that the rivalry has gained steam again, that both Yankees and Mets are winning currently. And so far in the first part of the series of the Subway Series that we've had in late July, the Mets and the Yankees played two games. The Mets would win the first game 6-3 at Citi Field in Queens, and then they would play again in game two. The Mets would win a close one 3-2. So currently the Mets have a 2-0 lead in the Subway Series for this 2022 Major League Baseball season. But the Mets and the Yankees will play again in the Subway Series in late August. So this is going to be interesting how this all plays out. Could we have a Yankees-Mets World Series this year? It's a strong possibility. It could happen. It's a strong possibility. I mean, the Yankees are playing great this year, you know, with Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Gleyber Torres, and the crew on the offensive side. The pitching has been phenomenal with Clay Holmes, also Nestor Cortez Jr., and just it's been phenomenal. And you can't forget about Gerrit Cole as well. So Mets and Yankees, the Subway Series, it's good, as I mentioned earlier, it's good when you have one New York team that's playing well. But when you have both teams in that city playing well, oh my goodness, it's phenomenal. It's basically a fight for supremacy, bragging rights in the NYC, representing the five boroughs, not just the five boroughs, but the New York City metropolitan area. So, man, the Subway Series, the rivalry is back this year. And I tell you one thing, the Mets weren't winning last year, but this year it gives the rivalry a whole new meaning once again. So Yankees and Mets, it's gotten good. The Subway Series has gotten good, and they'll play again later in August, and hopefully the Yankees will have something to say as the Subway Series shifts to the Bronx. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I'll have the league leaders and standings currently in Major League Baseball. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit. And before we go to break, once again, rest in peace to NBA Hall of Famer and just social justice advocate Bill Russell. And here's Bill Russell in his own words with sharing some wise words. We'll be right back.
I'm really quite flattered. And that I hope that this is a manifestation of the fact that I tried to live a good life and tried to contribute to the society. The reason I conducted my life the way I did, it was almost like a family business. It's my family tradition to share our lives with our friends and neighbors. And that's the way I've tried to conduct my life. My father always said, I don't know what you're going to do when you grow up, but don't do it if you can't do it right. And so, be the best you can at whatever you do. If they're a parent, be kind to their children. so that the children will grow up knowing what kindness feels like, and they'll be more apt to continue it. And that is, to me, one of the great expressions of love for country, for family, country, and the world.
Shop your favorite back-to-school styles at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Take up to 25% off Under Armour apparel, up to 20% off Nike apparel, and find $49.99 hot deals on Under Armour and Nike footwear. Shop your store or Academy.com. Deals end July 31st. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See Academy.com/disclaimers.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Innovation means moving forward. It means change. It means improvements.
Nokia has contributed technologies. They are integrated to 1 billion devices every year.
We are creating the standard 2G to 5G to 6G. And standards define the future of these technologies. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Shop your favorite back-to-school styles at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Take up to 25% off Under Armour apparel, up to 20% off Nike apparel, and find $49.99 hot deals on Under Armour and Nike footwear. Shop your store or Academy.com. Deals end July 31st. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See Academy.com/disclaimers.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
We are creating the standard 2G to 5G to 6G. And standards define the future of these technologies.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the current league leaders in Major League Baseball. Let's start off in the American League in our offensive categories. In batting average, leading the American League in batting average is Luis Arias from the Minnesota Twins. He's batting at .334. Coming in at number two is Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox. He has a batting average of .324. And tied for third, we have Andrew Benintendi, the newest member of the New York Yankees. He recently came over in the trade from the Kansas City Royals. Andrew is batting .315. Also batting .315 is Alejandro Kirk from the Toronto Blue Jays and Xander Bogaerts from the Boston Red Sox. Next category is home runs. Here comes the judge, Aaron Judge. He's leading the American League in home runs, representing the New York Yankees with 42. Coming in at number two is Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros. He's hit 30 home runs. Coming in third is Byron Buxton from the Minnesota Twins. He has 26 home runs. And tied for fourth, both representing the New York Yankees, Anthony Rizzo and Giancarlo Stanton. They both have 24 home runs. Next category is RBIs, runs batted in. And number one, once again, it's Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees. He currently has 91 RBIs. Coming in at number two is Jose Ramirez from the Cleveland Indians. He has 83 RBIs. Coming in at number three is Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros with 69 RBIs. His teammate from the Houston Astros is fourth, Kyle Tucker, with 64 RBIs. And in fifth, representing the Texas Rangers, is Adalys Garcia with 63. Next category is run scored. Again, Aaron Judge leads in another category. This time, this is run scored. He has 86. Yordan Alvarez is second with 67. Coming in third, representing the New York Yankees, DJ LeMahieu with 64 runs scored. Coming in fourth is Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox. He has 62. And in fifth, representing the New York Yankees, is Anthony Rizzo with 60 runs scored. Next category, stolen bases. At number one is Jorge Mateo from the Baltimore Orioles. He has 24 stolen bases. Coming in at number two is his teammate Cedric Mullins with 22 stolen bases. And third is Julio Rodriguez from the Seattle Mariners. He has 21 stolen bases. And tied for fourth with 20 stolen bases is Randy Arozarena from the Tampa Bay Rays and Bobby Witt Jr. from the Kansas City Royals. Next category is hits. Tied for first, we have Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers, both representing the Boston Red Sox. They both have 113 hits. And also tied for first with 113 hits is representing the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge. And then tied for fourth with 112 hits, Jose Abreu from the Chicago White Sox and Andrew Benintendi from the New York Yankees. And the last category that we have is on-base percentage plus slugging percentage. At number one is Yordan Alvarez, followed by at number two is Aaron Judge. And third is Rafael Devers. And fourth, Mike Trout, representing the Los Angeles Angels. And Jose Ramirez is fifth from the Cleveland Guardians. And that takes care of the offensive side for the American League leaders. Let's move along now to pitching. At number one, leading in wins is Justin Verlander from the Houston Astros. He has 14 wins. And coming in at number two is Alek Manoah from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has 11 wins. And tied for third with 10 wins, Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox, Logan Gilbert from the Seattle Mariners, and Shane McClanahan from the Tampa Bay Rays. Next category that we have is saves. Coming in at number one is Jordan Romano from the Toronto Blue Jays with 23. Coming in at number two is Emmanuel Clase from the Cleveland Guardians. He has 22 saves. Coming in third, representing the Houston Astros, is Ryan Pressly. He has 21 saves. And in tied for fourth, Liam Hendricks from the Chicago White Sox and Jorge Lopez from the Baltimore Orioles. They both have 19 saves. Next category is ERA, earned run average. At number one, Shane McClanahan from the Tampa Bay Rays. He has an ERA of 1.76. At number two is Justin Verlander from the Houston Astros. His ERA is 1.81. Coming in at number three is Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox. He has an ERA of 2.03. Coming in fourth is Alek Manoah from the Toronto Blue Jays. He has an ERA of 2.43. And in fifth is Martin Perez from the Texas Rangers. He has an ERA of 2.52. Next category that we have is strikeouts. At number one, representing the New York Yankees, is Gerrit Cole with 162 strikeouts. Tied for second is Shane McClanahan and Dylan Cease. They both have 154 strikeouts. And fourth is Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels. He has 145 strikeouts. And in fifth is Robbie Ray from the Seattle Mariners. He has 139 strikeouts. Next category that we have is innings pitched. Number one is Framber Valdez from the Houston Astros. He's pitched 128 innings. At number two is Alek Manoah. He's pitched 126 innings. Coming in third is Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees. In fourth is Martin Perez from the Texas Rangers. And in fifth is Justin Verlander from the Houston Astros. Last category that we have is walks plus hits and innings pitched. At number one is Shane McClanahan from the Tampa Bay Rays. At number two, we have Justin Verlander from the Houston Astros. And third is Tristan McKenzie from the Cleveland Guardians. And fourth is Alek Manoah from the Toronto Blue Jays. And in fifth, we have Nestor Cortes from the New York Yankees. And that takes care of your league leaders in the American League. Let's move over now to the National League, and let's start off in batting average. At number one, Paul Goldschmidt from the St. Louis Cardinals. He has a batting average of .333. At number two, Freddie Freeman from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's batting .321. Coming in third is his teammate, Trey Turner. He's batting .310. And then tied for fourth, we have Jose Iglesias from the Colorado Rockies and Josh Bell from the Washington Nationals. They're both batting .305. Next category is home runs. At number one, Kyle Schwarber from the Philadelphia Phillies. He has 32 home runs. At number two, Austin Riley from the Atlanta Braves. He has 29 home runs. Coming in third is Pete Alonso from the New York Mets. He has 26 home runs. Paul Goldschmidt from the St. Louis Cardinals is fourth with 24 home runs. And in fifth is Mookie Betts from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has 23 home runs. Next category is RBIs, runs batted in. At number one, representing the New York Mets, Pete Alonso. He has 84 RBIs. Coming in at number two is Paul Goldschmidt. He has 78. Followed by in third is Trey Turner with 73 RBIs. In fourth, C.J. Cron from the Colorado Rockies. He has 71. And in fifth, representing the New York Mets, Francisco Lindor. He has 69 RBIs. Next category that we have is runs scored. At number one, Mookie Betts from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He scored 71 runs. At number two is his teammate, Freddie Freeman, with 70 runs scored. In third is Paul Goldschmidt. He has 69 runs scored. In fourth is Dansby Swanson from the Atlanta Braves. He has 68 runs scored. And in fifth is Tommy Edman from the St. Louis Cardinals. He has 66 runs scored. Next category is stolen bases. At number one is John Bertie from the Miami Marlins. He has 28 stolen bases. Coming in at number two is Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves. He's stolen 22 bases. Coming in third is Tommy Edman with 21 stolen bases. In fourth is Trey Turner with 18 stolen bases. And in fifth, representing the St. Louis Cardinals, is Harrison Bader with 15 stolen bases. Next category is hits. Leading the National League in hits is Trey Turner from the Los Angeles Dodgers with 126. His teammate, Freddie Freeman, comes in at number two with 125 hits. At third is Paul Goldschmidt with 120 hits. And coming in fourth, we have Austin Riley from the Atlanta Braves. He has 117 hits. And his teammate, Dansby Swanson, is fifth with 116 hits. And the last category that we have is on-base percentage plus slugging percentage. Paul Goldschmidt is number one, followed by Austin Riley comes in at number two. Freddie Freeman is third. And then when fourth, representing the St. Louis Cardinals, is Nolan Arenado. And in fifth is Josh Bell from the Washington Nationals. And that takes care of your offensive side for the National League. Let's move along now to the pitching side for the National League, starting off in the wins category. At number one is Kyle Wright from the Atlanta Braves. He leads the National League with 13 wins. And then tied for second with 11 wins, we have Tyler Anderson and Tony Gonsolin, both representing the Los Angeles Dodgers. And then we have Carlos Carrasco representing the New York Mets. All three of those gentlemen have 11 wins. And in fifth is Max Fried from the Atlanta Braves with 10 wins. Next category is saves. At number one, Josh Hader from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has 29 saves. Coming in at number two is Taylor Rogers from the San Diego Padres. He has 28 saves. And third is Kenley Jansen from the Atlanta Braves with 24 saves. Coming in at fourth is Edwin Diaz from the New York Mets with 23 saves. And then in fifth, representing the Colorado Rockies, is Daniel Bard with 22 saves. Next category is ERA, earned run average. At number one is Sandy Alcantara from the Miami Marlins. He has an ERA of 1.99. Coming in at number two is Corbin Burnes from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has an ERA of 2.31. In third is Tyler Anderson from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has an ERA of 2.61. In fourth is Joe Musgrove from the San Diego Padres with an ERA of 2.65. And just a little note to pass along with Joe Musgrove before we continue. He just received a five-year, $100 million contract extension from the San Diego Padres. And, of course, Joe made his first All-Star team this year, so congratulations to Joe for not only making his first All-Star team, but also being rewarded with the contract extension. And then in fifth, we have Julio Urias from the Los Angeles Dodgers with an ERA of 2.71. Next category is strikeouts. At number one, Corbin Burnes from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has 160 strikeouts. Coming in second is Carlos Rodon from the San Francisco Giants. He has 148 strikeouts. In third is Aaron Nola from the Philadelphia Phillies. He has 144 strikeouts. In fourth place is Sandy Alcantara from the Miami Marlins. He has 138 strikeouts. And in fifth is Charlie Morton from the Atlanta Braves with 126 strikeouts. Next category that we have is innings pitched. Number one is Sandy Alcantara with 149 innings pitched. Coming in at number two is Aaron Nola from the Philadelphia Phillies. And then in third, representing the St. Louis Cardinals, is Miles Mikolas. And then in fourth is Logan Webb from the San Francisco Giants. And in fifth is Max Fried from the Atlanta Braves. Last category that we have is walks plus hits in innings pitched. Number one is Corbin Burnes, representing the Milwaukee Brewers. At number two is Aaron Nola from the Philadelphia Phillies. At third is Sandy Alcantara from the Miami Marlins. In fourth, Yu Darvish, representing the San Diego Padres. And in fifth is Julio Urias from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And that takes care of your league leaders in the National League. All right, before we go to commercial break, it's now time for the current standings in Major League Baseball. Let's start off in the American League. In the American League East, the New York Yankees have a comfortable lead with a record of 69 wins and 34 losses. The Toronto Blue Jays are next with a record of 57-45. The Tampa Bay Rays have a record of 54-48. The Baltimore Orioles have a record of 51-51. And the Boston Red Sox are last with a record of 51-52. We move along now to the American League Central, where the Minnesota Twins have a record of 53-48. The Cleveland Guardians are next with a record of 52-49. The Chicago White Sox are next with a record of 51-50. The Detroit Tigers are next with a record of 41-62, and the Kansas City Royals are next with a record of 40-62. We move along now to the American League West. The Houston Astros have a nice lead with a record of 67-36. The Seattle Mariners have come on strong since the second half of the year has begun. They've been on a long winning streak. They have a record of 55-48, followed by the Texas Rangers with a record of 46-55. The Los Angeles Angels are next with a record of 43-59. And the Oakland Athletics, or the Oakland A's, are last with a record of 39-65. Let's move along now to the National League. Things are very tight in the National League East. Never a dull moment. The New York Mets have a lead with a record of 64 wins and 37 losses, followed by the Atlanta Braves, which are right on the heels of the New York Mets. They have a record currently of 62-41. The Philadelphia Phillies are next with a record of 55-47. The Miami Marlins are next with a record of 47-55. And the Washington Nationals are next with a record of 35-68. Next division that we have, I should say, is the National League Central. The Milwaukee Brewers have a record of 57-45, followed by the St. Louis Cardinals with a record of 54-48. The Chicago Cubs are next with a record of 41-60. The Cincinnati Reds come in next with a record of 40-61. And the Pittsburgh Pirates have a record of 40-62. And then last but certainly not least, the National League West. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a record of 68-33, followed by the San Diego Padres with a record of 57-46. The San Francisco Giants are next with a record of 51-51. The Colorado Rockies are next with a record of 46-57. and the Arizona Diamondbacks are last in the National League West with a record of 45-56. And that takes care of your standings currently in Major League Baseball. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Dave Bartley. We recap the 2022 Major League Baseball All-Star Game and this year's All-Star Game venue at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Dave is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Innovation means moving forward. It means change. It means improvements.
Nokia has contributed technologies they are integrated to billion devices every year.
We are creating the standard 2G to 5G to 6G. And standards define the future of these technologies. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
If Cabot were a novel, it'd be about coming of age. Cabot Exterior Stain protects the true character of wood for beauty that lasts. Cabot, trusted by pros for over 140 years. Available at a retailer near you.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
At the World of Weights, getting the heavy stuff to gym owners across the world is an easy lift because they've got Salesforce Customer 360, the number one CRM. It unites their teams around all their customers, so marketing can predict what each gym needs.
Ooh, the deluxe dumbbells.
Sales can get the orders out.
And overnight? Wow!
And every employee can smash their numbers this quarter. See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360.
He's got 11 now as the ball hits the right field seats, and that's a fly to center and deep. He's got 12. Ooh, that's the pitch he needs right there. Way gone to right field.
Now he is starting to come in a lot more. The catcher with his mitt, the setup on the inside corner, and it's worked beautifully.
He's all of a sudden now within one. That's another one that's going to leave, and Juan Soto.
He's got it.
Puts one up into the air. He's waiting for another. Nope. Tied at 18. And another one to center.
I think he did it. I think he went to 19. I really believe. If not, this is 20, as a matter of fact.
He keeps going. He's down on a knee. He's got it. Bat is flipped sky high. And Juan Soto is your 2022 Home Run Derby champion.
That ball is crushed to left center field. Paul Goldschmidt hits it out. 2-0 National League. That ball is hammered to left center field. Goodbye. Two-run shot. Tie game.
Giancarlo Stanton.
He turns on a ball and hits it a mile. Byron Buxton puts the AL in front. Two mammoth home runs. Stanton and now Buxton.
The Ted Williams MVP award winner, Giancarlo Stanton.
It had to fully sink in. It's going to be an amazing memory for all my life, and I'm just happy. This is incredible.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball, ESPN, and Fox Sports. You heard Washington Nationals player Juan Soto winning the 2022 Home Run Derby, and then that was highlights, also highlights from the 2022 All-Star Game with Giancarlo Stanton, Byron Buxton hitting home runs for the American League, and Paul Goldschmidt hitting a home run for the National League in the 2022 All-Star Game, with the American League winning 3-2 over the National League, and Giancarlo Stanton from the New York Yankees winning the All-Star Game MVP. To talk more about the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game and other things that caught his attention, let's welcome him back to the program. The man knows his stuff when it comes to the sport of baseball and doing some fantastic stuff, Mr. Dave Bartley. Dave, welcome back, my man.
Ed, how you doing, man?
All is well, sir, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. Home Run Derby, Pete Alonso. It would be no three-peat for him this year, but Juan Soto from the Washington Nationals wins this year's Home Run Derby. Give me your thoughts on Juan becoming the champion.
Juan Soto was impressive, but I kind of don't think he was the headline of the Home Run Derby. It was the young kid from Seattle, you know, nobody knew about. His name is Julio Rodriguez, and he, in the first two rounds, was just crushing baseballs. I mean, he had 32 home runs in his first round, 31 home runs in his second round, and, you know, I think Soto had a kind of an easy road to the finals and you know, got to go second in both of his matchups, so he was able to see what number he had to beat, and he did it, so let's give him credit where credit's due. But Julio Rodriguez in those first two rounds put on a show, and unfortunately, he was so tired at the end of it that he just couldn't put up the number in the finals like he did in the first two rounds, and Juan Soto was able to come up and catch him and beat him in the finals. But it was a great Home Run Derby. I loved every minute of it, and it's always a bummer when that thing ends because you just want more. You just want more and more and more.
Absolutely, you're right about that, and especially with baseball being in the home run era really since the mid-90s with Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire kicking it off. The Home Run Derby has really been the show stealer for much of the Major League Baseball All-Star festivities. I want to stay with Julio Rodriguez for a moment. You mentioned Julio was the show stealer at this year's Home Run Derby. I mean, what a bright future that he has in Seattle. Are there any more comments that you may want to have about Julio, and do you see him entering future Home Run Derbies?
I think he will. I think he enjoyed his experience so much that he'll probably enter. I mean, if you think about it, Ed, where's the Home Run Derby going to be at next year? It's going to be in Seattle. So I would put money on it that Julio Rodriguez is going to represent the Mariners at home in his own ballpark for the Home Run Derby next year. So I think, yeah, he's going to be back in it. But I think this was his introduction to casual baseball fans. You know, a lot of people follow the minor league systems, don't follow the prospects, and never heard of Julio Rodriguez up until the All-Star game. And this was his coming out party. You know, he played, he put on a show in the Home Run Derby and played well in the game. And, yeah, this kid's a superstar. He's a 5-tool player. He hits for average power. He can run. He can throw and he can field. Like, he's everything you want in a superstar. And this was his coming out party, like I said. And I think he's on his track. He's on the way to be with the likes of Juan Soto and be with the likes of Ronald Acuna Jr. and Fernando Tatis Jr., those young, you know, this young new batch of superstars that we see coming through.
Absolutely. The future is definitely bright for Julio. And like you said, next year's All-Star game will be in Seattle, so that should definitely be a treat if Julio decides to enter the Home Run Derby next year. I want to stay with the Home Run Derby. Man, Pete Alonso, I was expecting a lot more out of him. He's a two-time champion. He didn't have the opportunity to do a three-peat. Give me your thoughts on Pete and his performance in this year's Home Run Derby.
You know, I didn't think Pete Alonso's performance was that bad. You know, he got past Acuna in round one because, you know, he got to see what number he had to beat, and he went out there and beat it. And then his round two wasn't bad. He just ran up against the buzzsaw that was this young rookie in Julio Rodriguez. Julio Rodriguez put up 31 home runs in that second round. That would be tough to beat for anybody. let alone a guy who, you know, has been doing this a long time and is a two-time champ, I'm not sure anybody would have beat Julio Rodriguez in that second round. So it's not so much that Pete didn't perform, it's that, wow, Julio Rodriguez put up 31 home runs. I don't think anybody was going to beat that. So had he faced Soto in the second round, he would have beat Soto in the second round too. I mean, he was just unbelievable those first two rounds. It's nothing to take away from Pete because Pete put on a show as well, but it was all about Julio Rodriguez. This night belonged to Julio Rodriguez up until the finals.
Yeah, definitely indeed, and hopefully we'll see Pete continue entering the home run derby. Hopefully he'll be in it next year when the All-Star game is in Seattle. And lastly, before we move on to the All-Star game, it was the swan song for Albert Pujols. This was his final All-Star game and his last time being in a home run derby. Your thoughts on Albert and his final All-Star game, or should I say his last home run derby?
Albert did a lot better than I ever anticipated that he would. I was a little disappointed in his opponent in the first round, and Kyle Schwarber didn't really live up to the hype that he had, and he really struggled in that first round. And they went into a one-minute tiebreaker, where Pujols pulled it out. So I was not impressed with Schwarber, but, you know, credit to Pujols for sticking in there and doing it. And after his first batch of swings, everybody, you know, came up to him and kind of gave him like a farewell tribute type thing. And then next thing you know, he advances to the next round and everybody's, you know, having a smile and a laugh and enjoying themselves even more. I mean, it was a good show for Albert. And, you know, it's great to see one of the best to ever do it get sent off in that way. And then, whoops, all of a sudden they have a second round and he's got to go back out to it. So he put up a good show. He put up a good fight. But at that age, I didn't expect him to beat Juan Soto, so that I kind of saw that one coming.
All right, so that's the end of an era for Albert Pujols in his final All-Star weekend and participating in his last home run derby. All right, let's move along now to the 92nd annual Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And before we get into some of the players and what you thought of the game, this year was very monumental because we know that this is the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in Major League Baseball. And one of the great thespians of all time, Denzel Washington, gave a fantastic and a great introduction and just talking about Jackie Robinson. What did you think of Denzel and the tribute to Jackie that Major League Baseball did?
I thought it was beautiful. I thought the whole tribute, you know, also to Rachel Robinson and her 100th birthday, I thought the whole thing was beautifully done. It was exactly what was called for in the moment. It wasn't over the top, but it wasn't, you know, so poorly done that, you know, you noticed that it was poorly done. It was actually tremendously done. The monologue from Denzel was perfect. I thought it was a sparkling tribute to a legend. I mean, there will never be another Jackie Robinson. And he, you know, he paved the way for a lot of the players that we see now in the All-Star game to break through it and, you know, and play Major League Baseball, but, you know, make good money while doing it and be able to support their families. A lot of guys, you know, weren't able to do that back then. So hats off to Jackie, hats off to the Dodgers, and hats off to Major League Baseball for that stunning tribute.
Absolutely. That was a fitting tribute, as you put it so well, Dave. And, of course, it was very reminiscent of last year's All-Star game when they did the tribute to Hank Aaron, and Hank Aaron's wife, Billy, happened to be at Coors Field in Denver. So it was very reminiscent of the tribute they did with Hank Aaron at the All-Star game last year. And this year, of course, honoring Jackie Robinson for what he did for breaking the color barrier. So the stage is set for the 92nd annual Major League Baseball All-Star game. The American League beat the National League 3-2. This continues the dominance that the American League has had in this All-Star game. The last 9 years that the American League has dominated in this All-Star game. What were your takeaways from the American League winning this game?
I was actually shocked it was so low scoring. I was expecting a little more fireworks from both sides, and you know, the National League came out on top, you know, kind of jumped on the American League early, but then, you know, those two home runs that the American League got in the fourth inning was all they needed to secure the win. So I was shocked there wasn't more runs. I was shocked there wasn't more home runs. I was shocked that there wasn't more hits and more action on the base pass. But you got to give props where props are due. And, you know, after the first inning, the American League didn't give up another run. So you got to give props, you know, to those pitchers that came out there. I mean, guys like Alec Manoah came out and struck out three batters that he faced. And then, you know, Nestor Cortez was good in his outing, striking out two guys. And then the guy who finished it off, Class A from Cleveland, came in and absolutely dominated the ninth inning with three strikeouts and only 10 pitches to get there. So the pitching was phenomenal past the first inning. And, you know, for Shane McClanahan in that first inning, I felt like he was just trying too hard and it kind of bit him. But Shane McClanahan is a much better pitcher than he showed in the All-Star game. But the guys behind him came in and just slammed the door shut. There was a long period of time where the National League didn't have a hit on the board since that first inning. So hats off to the American League pitchers, and that's why they won this game.
Definitely. It was all about the pitching in this year's All-Star game, Dave. And I'm like you. I thought it was going to be an offensive showcase when you talk about names like Ohtani and Judge and Devers and Guerrero Jr. And, of course, with Giancarlo Stanton. And then you've got Mookie Betts, of course, playing for the hometown Dodger team, and then Ronald Acuna Jr. But it was a pitcher's duel, and the American League would go on to win 3-2. Giancarlo Stanton would be named the All-Star Game MVP. I don't know. I think Giancarlo had a decent game. I actually thought that Byron Buxton was going to win the All-Star Game MVP just because he hit a home run to give the American League the lead, and of course they would go on to win the game. Your thoughts on Giancarlo winning the All-Star Game MVP?
I understand why he won the MVP, but he didn't have my MVP vote because the guy who came in and closed the game out, Class A, had my MVP vote. He came in, he was the only one out of all the pitchers that came in and just was dominant, like asserted his dominance as soon as he came in. No other player on either side came in and dominated like Class A did. Manoah had a strikeout the side inning as well, but he hit a batter during that inning. So he wasn't as dominant as Class A was. Like I said, Class A came in, threw 10 pitches. Like, there was two at-bats where it was 1-2-3, go sit down. 1-2-3, go sit down. And, you know, the last batter, I think, fouled off a pitch or something, and that's the only reason he didn't have an immaculate inning in the All-Star game. I thought Class A deserved to be the MVP, but I understand that, you know, Stanton is the home run hitter, and Stanton is the one that tied the game and had two RBIs in the game. So I understand why, you know, they gave it to an offensive player, but deserved the All-Star Game MVP the way he dominated.
Yeah, Emmanuel is very dominant. He's been dominant during the first half of the year for the Cleveland Guardians. And, yeah, I also think Giancarlo got a little home cooking to him being from Los Angeles, and they also mentioned about him coming back to Dodger Stadium. Him and his family would attend a lot of Dodger games, but New York Yankees player Giancarlo Stanton would win the All-Star Game MVP. So, again, you mentioned about Emmanuel Clase. He got the save in the game. The winning pitcher was Framber Valdez from the Houston Astros, and the losing pitcher was Tony Gonsolin from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And were there any other things, Dave, that caught your eye in this year's All-Star game?
Trying to think. I want to give some love to probably a guy who doesn't get much love because of where he plays, and he is the only player from his team to make it to the All-Star game, and that's Joe Mantiply from the Arizona Diamondbacks. I thought his outing was superb. He came in, pitched an inning, only threw 9 pitches and was back in the dugout. I mean, that guy was unbelievable how good he was. He kind of comes from like a low three-quarter delivery from the left-hand side, so he's really tough to pick up. And he looked really strong in his outing in the All-Star game. And then let's see who else. Sandy Alcantara. Let's talk about Sandy Alcantara. I mean, he came in right after Kershaw, and Kershaw had a great first inning as well, you know, picking off Ohtani to kind of start the game. But Alcantara came in and dominated as well, and had two strikeouts in a clean inning. So those were my standouts from the pitching side. And really, there wasn't a whole lot of hitting going on from either team. So, you know, Goldschmidt had that huge home run for the National League in the first inning. And then you got, you know, we already talked about Stanton and Buxton having big home runs as well. So those were my big standouts from this game.
You know, Dave, the last time I had you on the program, I wanted to ask you this, and I'm glad I have you back on again. All-star snubs. Why in the world was Francisco Lindor not on this team for the National League?
You know, every year there's always somebody who gets snubbed. There's always somebody who's really well deserving that gets snubbed that, you know, should have made it. I thought Francisco Lindor should have been there. There's a couple of names that I can't think of off the top of my head, but there are guys that definitely should be in this game that weren't. Maybe it was because they had too much depth at that one position, or maybe, you know, they maybe had too many players from that one team. But yeah, Francisco Lindor deserved to be there, no doubt. I mean, but like I said, every year there's somebody who gets snubbed. Unfortunately, we can't have 100 All-Stars. Otherwise, everybody who would be deserving would get in, and there would be no crying about it. But unfortunately, you know, there's only a certain amount of guys that can get into this game, and there's going to be snubs. And unfortunately, this time around, it is Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, that was very tough when I saw the official roster for the National League, and even when they had the replacement players, I was like, okay, where's Lindor? And he didn't make the team. Well, maybe he'll have an opportunity to make the All-Star team next year. All right, I want to talk about the venue now, Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. This was the first time since 1980 that Dodger Stadium had hosted a Major League Baseball All-Star game. Just give me your thoughts on L.A. and the job they did hosting this year's game.
I thought, you know, the L.A. fan base was real strong, and I thought the Dodgers as an organization did a very, very good job in putting on a show. They put Los Angeles on display. They put Dodger Stadium on display. Like I said last time I was on the program, you know, Dodger Stadium is a cathedral of baseball, especially on the West Coast. You know, it's the third oldest ballpark in the league. It's hosted so many different events. I mean, you know, Olympic games. You got, you know, baseball games there. You got, you know, entertainment, you know, with concerts and stuff like that. Even the Pope, John Paul, had come in and had a mass at Dodger Stadium. So you've seen so much history throughout Dodger Stadium, not to mention all the championships that have been won there. For Dodger Stadium to be on display and get the recognition that it should, it was great to see. And kudos again to the Dodgers organization for putting on such a show. And we'll see what Seattle can do next year, but this one's going to be hard to top.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, when you think about one of the premier venues, especially for baseball, not just baseball, but concerts and other events, Dodger Stadium is one of a kind. And as you mentioned, it's a cathedral, especially on the West Coast, for baseball. And speaking of the weekend and L.A. and Dodger Stadium, you have a great relationship with Dodgers DJ Severe. What was the weekend like just being around him, and did you have an opportunity to be with him in terms of DJing big events or just being a part of that whole weekend at Dodger Stadium?
He was kind of so busy that I didn't get to really see him, but I saw him and I was like, so how was everything? He said, I'm tired. I've been so busy. I'm just, you know, pooped. He said he was worn out and, was, you know, looking forward to kind of to refocus and rest a little bit, because he was there for, like, all the, you know, all the side stuff, the Futures game and the celebrity softball game and then the home run derby and the All-Star game. It's a lot for, you know, for the Dodgers as a whole organization. All those employees that work at Dodger Stadium were there for all those events. So I'd imagine that he's not the only one in that group that was tired from a long, you know, stretched out weekend, but they put on a show, and like I said, hats off to the Dodgers organization, hats off to DJ Severe, because I was listening you know, to him and the tracks he was playing. And also hats off to Dieter Ruhl, who is the organist at Dodger Stadium. Heard some of the things that he was doing on the organ that was really special too. So, like I said, they did a tremendous job putting that cathedral on display and really shining bright for the Dodgers organization.
Awesome, awesome. And, of course, again, Dodger Stadium being one of a kind, not just for the West Coast, but for all of professional sports and great for special events. So now let's look ahead a little bit to next year's All-Star Game. We talked about it briefly. We'll be in Seattle in the Pacific Northwest at T-Mobile Park. This will be the first time Seattle has hosted the Major League Baseball All-Star Game since 2001. And the American League beat the National League 4-1. Cal Ripken Jr. was the game's MVP, where he played for the Baltimore Orioles, and it was his final All-Star game, and he wound up hitting a home run. Anything that you expect Seattle to do in terms of next year's All-Star game, maybe honoring Ken Griffey Jr. or maybe having Randy Johnson and other Mariners greats for next year's game?
I mean, I'm sure, you know, Seattle will pull out all the stops, you know, because it's not very often you get the All-Star game and the home run derby and all the festivities, you know, in your ballpark. So I'm sure Seattle will put on a great show, and I'm sure we will see tons of Mariners legends, you know, participate in some way, shape, or form. And I fully expect, you know, those great Hall of Fame players like Randy Johnson and Ken Griffey Jr. to be spotlighted during the week, and other great names like Edgar Martinez, and maybe we might see like a Jay Buhner sighting or something like that. But we'll definitely see Seattle put their best foot forward next season.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Dave Bartley. He's definitely someone that knows his stuff when it comes to the sport of baseball. Dave, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just kind of tell everybody what's been going on with you, what you've been doing with Rose City Sound, also doing production work on the podcast.
So we at Rose City Sound just got done having multiple DJs at the All-Star Game festivities, and also had a group out at Santa Monica Pier for Justin Turner's Celebrity Bingo charity event. So that was cool to see. But yeah, we've been busy, you know, with all the Dodger Stadium stuff this year, and you know, at Rose City Sound we do all sorts of, you know, live streams with DJs and also some podcasts here and there. So it's keeping my plate full and keeping me busy, but it was a fun weekend.
Awesome. It sounds like it was a fantastic weekend. So, Dave, before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Rose City Sound, also the work that you do with the podcast and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
So you can find me on Instagram at JuiceBoxBartley. You can find Rose City Sound on Instagram at RoseCitySound_. You can find my guy DJ Severe on Instagram at TheRealDJSevere. One of the podcasts I produce, you can find them on Instagram at OnThisFrequency. And I think that's about it. But shout out to the Rose City Sound team. Did a great job this weekend at Dodger Stadium.
Awesome, and you heard it from him again. He's baseball aficionado Dave Bartley. Dave, thank you so much once again. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
You know you could always call me, man. I'm ready. Let's do it.
We'll be back with more right after this.
He's got 11 now as the ball hits the right field seats, and that's a fly to center and deep. He's got 12. Ooh, that's the pitch he needs right there. Way gone to right field.
Now he is starting to come in a lot more. The catcher with his mitt to set up on the inside corner, and it's worked beautifully.
He's all of a sudden now within one. That's another one that's going to leave, and Juan Soto,
he's got it.
Puts one up into the air. He's waiting for another. Nope. Tied at 18. And another one to center.
I think he did it. I think he went to 19. I really believe. If not, this is 20, as a matter of fact.
He keeps going. He's down on a knee. He's got it. Bat is flipped sky high. And Juan Soto is your 2022 Home Run Derby champion.
That ball is crushed to left center field. Paul Goldschmidt picks it out. 2-0 National League. That ball is hammered to left center field. Goodbye. 2-run shot. Tie game.
Giancarlo Stanton.
He turns on a ball and hits it a mile. Byron Buxton puts the AL in front. Two mammoth home runs. Stanton and now Buxton.
The Ted Williams MVP award winner, Giancarlo Stanton.
It hasn't fully sank in. It's going to be an amazing memory for all my life, and I'm just happy. This is incredible.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
We are creating the standards 2G to 5G to 6G, and standards define the future of these technologies.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
Sarah just added kettlebell classes to her 300 gym. The thing is, those gyms don't have kettlebells just yet, but Sarah isn't sweating it. Her equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360, the number one CRM, so they can unite around customers like her. Marketing already knows the model she wants, so commerce and IT serve it right to her in a mobile app.
Wow, one quick checkout.
See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this, but with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Summer. There's no better time to be in a Cadillac. Because in one of our dynamic sedans or SUVs, you can be just about anything. So this summer, be playful. Be spontaneous. Be curious. But most of all, be iconic. Visit your Cadillac showroom today.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Innovation means moving forward. It means change. It means improvements.
Nokia has contributed technologies they are integrated to billion devices every year.
We are creating the standard 2G to 5G to 6G, and standards define the future of these technologies. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
You walk around all day wondering important things, like what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders? Then, when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. It's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Innovation means moving forward. It means change. It means improvements.
Nokia has contributed technologies. They are integrated to billion devices every year.
We are creating the standard 2G to 5G to 6G. And standards define the future of these technologies. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of Extra Base Hit. Once again, a big special thank you to Dave Bartley for coming on the program to recap the 2022 Major League Baseball All-Star Game and this year's All-Star Game venue, Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and you've been listening to Extra Base Hit.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.